The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And because of our Mike McCarthy-esque clock management, I'm going to step to the line like Jordan Love and do
can,
this.
Can't.
What are you stepping on my joke for?
I thought you were going to say audible. I didn't think you were going to go can.
Can. And now we go with our can.
Jason, unfortunately, we just lost 3 yards and we just lost the game.
Luckily, he's our Josh Jacobs. Although not on that 4th-and-1 play. It is Rob Domofsky joining us live right now on time, just one segment earlier because we screwed up the clock. Rob, good morning. How are you?
I appreciate you guys calling an audible there. I didn't want to sit here for 15 minutes and listen to what I'm sure would be a great segment, but you know, some of us have work to do.
That sounded like a backhanded
snap. That's rude.
Wow.
Not very Ted Lasso-y.
Wow. I kind of want to do the weekend preview with Rob instead.
Of course you do.
But here's the problem with Ted Lasso, okay? They rope you in with comedy. I thought the first three, four, or five episodes were among the funniest thing I ever saw. And then they bait and switched you with this sappy drama. Like, that ain't cool, man.
Are you watching Landman?
No spoilers.
Are you watching Landman? Because that's Tausch's new show.
Landman was recommended to me by a friend of mine, an agent in this business, he and I have similar tastes, and he raved about it. So I dialed it up on what I thought were all the streaming services that I have, and apparently it's on the one that I don't have, Paramount Plus. Is that right?
Oh.
Maybe you could.
It
give
is on
Tausch,
Paramount, yes.
Maybe you could give Tausch your Peacock password, well, and Tausch could give you his Paramount Plus one.
Here's the other thing, too. Tell me if I don't know if this is what you had me on for, but tell me this: we all share passwords and logins. I feel like I'm more of a giver, and I'm not getting back. Like I give my. Well, I shouldn't say this, but ESPN, my bosses don't watch this show, but I give my ESPN.
It's another shot at our show. Listen to this guy.
That's why I wasn't that mad that yesterday or last week you told everybody that I wasn't here on Saturday, but I figured, my bosses will never see this, so what's the difference? But I'm a giver of passwords, and I don't get any – I'm using – I think I have one person in my friend/professional colleague group that is giving me a password, and I've given out my ESPN, I've given out my Peacock, I've given out my Netflix. I'm not getting anything back in these relationships.
You're just
Rob, so much as given is much as expected. Come on. Yeah. You know that.
All those zeros.
Yeah, Rob is taking – what is the deal? Why is Domofsky taking all these shots at us?
I don't know.
I don't get this. What's going on
with
you
two? He's kind of a dictionary. Which we talked about earlier. Speaking of dictionaries, what word would you use to describe how you feel about Christian Watson? Because very rarely does another peek behind the curtain, the PR director preemptively tell us about the addition of a guy to the injury report, which happened yesterday with him. And I thought Christian was very convincing. But I am always leery when something is going on with someone coming off of an ACL. So what did you think?
It was highly unusual because I don't think I've ever seen it approached that way. Now, I will say this. If it is just your garden variety soreness, it was probably good that they got out ahead of it or they should just send the injury report out while we're in the locker room. Like, that's the solution to this. Then we can actually ask guys about it. Rather than sending the injury report out after access is done and we have no ability to ask anyone about it. In this case, if you know they wanted everybody to know it wasn't serious. I do think, and it is a possible direct reaction to the was it Baltimore who got in trouble? Mm-hmm. In fact, speaking of peek behind the curtain, I know somebody who's big into NFL security. And he does a lot with gambling and making sure everything's on the up and up. And he contacted me after the Baltimore thing and was asking me how frequently injury reports come out, doing a lot of background work for the NFL to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen. So I do wonder if it's just a little bit of paranoia, making sure that all the rules are complied with. So at this point, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say, you know, it's nothing to be concerned about. But
do you expect him to play fewer snaps? He played 56 snaps last week, and he told you, I think it was your question, where he said how he enjoyed feeling football soreness. Seem like a high number for a guy coming off an ACL to you? I know they were short at wide receiver.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was, Jace. And I mean, that, you know, they played Bo Melton 26 snaps, right? You know, I think getting Matthew Golden back, assuming he's back this week, sounds like he is, will certainly alleviate some of that. And, you know, quite frankly, I mean, they just got to find something on offense, whether it's Christian Watson, Golden, Luke Musgrave, more play action. I thought this was interesting from the fine folks at ESPN Research. Now, of course, I have to find it because
why did they rebrand? I liked ESPN's stats and information.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's above my pay grade.
There's not much above your pay grade.
Good one.
Paramount Plus, apparently.
I can't even get Paramount Plus.
So much drop in, Jesse. Well done.
That was really
so
good.
So from the first 6 weeks of the season, the Packers were play action 32.5% of the time. That was the second highest rate in the NFL behind only the Colts. Since then, 21.5% play action, sixth lowest in the league.
Like, that's a great stat.
I used that in something I wrote this week, although I can't remember where it will appear. But they need to get back to something that they're good at, right? And maybe that's it. You know, maybe not necessarily playing Christian Watson 56 snaps or whatever it is. But the other thing too, I think we all want to see is Matthew Golden with the ball in his hands, right? Like, you know, could we finally see the Matthew Golden who made play after play, catch after catch during training camp? Like, if not now, then when, you know, like, when will that happen if it doesn't happen now?
Rob, you just said about play action. I couldn't agree more. Go under center. Do some tempo. I still don't understand why we haven't used tempo. But I know you joined Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as well. And I thought Gabe's point on Josh Jacobs has been a really good player. A great signing. Yeah. He is a great running back. But Matt LaFleur had to change some stuff. They started going more duo, more gun runs. Mm-hmm. Is it possible this offense with Aaron Jones and under center in that outside zone and some more of that stuff was a better fit than with what Josh Jacobs is doing with this offense?
Well, maybe, Tausch, but, you know, talking to some people who, you know, work here and study this stuff, they talked about how disappointed they've been in their outside zone stuff. Like, that's just, you know, their offensive line maybe not built for outside zone. And, you know, we saw them sign Aaron Banks, who's right, a power guy. You know, that was an indication of the way they might be going with the run game. But I'm not so sure it's, you know, it's Josh Jacobs or it's just their lack of ability to block up the outside zone stuff that's been a problem.
Is, would you say Aaron Banks at this point, has he been a bust? Is it because he's taken a lot of heat? How would you qualify where that signing's sitting right now?
Like, I don't like to call anybody a bust or a major hit until we see a little bit more data. I mean, we all thought Za'Darius Smith was the greatest free agent signing ever for the first year and a half, and then that quickly went in the right down the Bemis. It's just too early to say, but the early returns aren't great. Same thing with Nate Hobbs. Injuries, obviously, a huge factor with both those guys, but injuries were, especially with Hobbs, were an issue beforehand, so you probably should have known what you were getting.
How confident are you they can get this thing turned around, you know, with this offensive line and obviously Sean Ryan jumping in at center? When you're looking at this, and you've been doing this a long time, no Tucker Kraft. We obviously saw some of the limitations with what this group can do. How confident are you Matt LaFleur is going to find answers?
Yeah, I mean, if he's, what's the expression, worth your salt? I don't know what that exactly means. I think I heard, Jason, I think you said that. I used it.
Any offensive line worth their salt. Yep.
Yes. Yes. I like that. I don't know what it means. I need to go back and look. I wanted to go back and look up the origin of that. But if Matt LaFleur is worth his salt, yeah, they'll figure it out. If not, you know, he could be. You know, there could be big changes around here. Now, that wasn't your question. Your question is, will it happen? I still think there's enough good on this football team that they can turn this thing around and win 10 games and get in the playoffs. It's going to be really hard to do because the schedule is not easy. I think that stretch, assuming they get this one in New York, the next stretch of three games with Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit, you know, 1-2-3 after another is going to tell us, you know, where this team is. I don't think we're going to have to wait, Tausch, until the end of December. We may know by Thanksgiving night when you're sitting down to eat your meal after the Packers game in Detroit. We may know where this team is at and what his chances are.
Talking with Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com. He's going to head to the Matt LaFleur presser. Could you ask about Lucas Van Ness and what his status is for me? He didn't want to really update us yesterday.
Boy, that was the greatest. I don't know how. Again, we seem like we're getting behind the curtain here. That may have been the greatest transcript of a locker room interview that I've ever seen by you, Jason. It's up to you if you want to share.
I'm going to tell the story. It was funny. Okay, it was too funny to pass up.
Yeah, so, well, good tease. Maybe you should save it and get people back the next segment.
Wait, I will, yes. But that is the tease. Thanks for coaching me up on how to run the show. I'm curious.
I don't listen at all, but here's how you guys should do your show. Yeah.
So here's.
this is my favorite segment here. We're just going at it here. I love it.
So you were in the room yesterday for Halfley. You know that I am a sucker for guys that have great personalities and are engaging in press conferences.
Yeah.
And he is as good as it gets. Sharing how his mom watches and critiques him and us and everything else. But do you believe that in this next hiring cycle, your teammate at ESPN, Adam Schefter, was on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as well this week, saying that an NFL owner, which is quite, by the way, the humble brag that an NFL owner is calling him to ask him who he thinks should be candidates for the Giants job. But he said Jeff Halfley, and as Adam said to us, or to them, you know, he said, I'm so glad you said that to me, to Adam. Yeah. Is he going to be a head coach in this hiring cycle? Are we going to be saying goodbye to Jeff Halfley? Do you expect that based on the way they're playing and based on him in terms of his personality, et cetera?
I still think it's hard for defensive guys to get head coaching jobs. It really isn't. And here, I think Jeff Halfley would probably be a really good head coach and probably will be at some point. But here's the problem. You hire a defensive head coach, you still have to hire a head coach for the offense. Mm-hmm. But that head coach for the offense is the offensive coordinator. And that guy, if he's any good, is going to be gone in, you know, a couple of years because he's going to be a head coach because that's who they hire for head coaches. Now, the argument is, well, if that's the case, then at least you've done well for a couple of years with this guy. But it's just, it creates, a defensive head coach creates an automatic built-in instability on offense. And if an owner's willing to say, you know what, that's fine. If someone wants to take our offensive coordinator after 2 years, that means we had a pretty good offense. But it is a, you know, kind of a revolving door with offensive coordinators when you have a defensive head coach. So to me, that's the only drawback in hiring a defensive head coach. That being said, he's the ideal candidate. I mean, he's done really well at every place he's been, DB coach, you know, now here as a coordinator. And what, as you know, Jason, I don't watch college football. I couldn't tell you what his record was at BC, but he at least has the head coaching experience and has been in front of the room. And obviously I know why he left college coaching, because it's not the same game that it was probably when he got into it with the portal and pay for play and all that stuff. So, I mean, he checks every box, right, that you would want as a head coach, and he's engaging and all that stuff. So, you know, I do think that there's a really good chance that he gets multiple head coaching interviews this offseason. And, you know, it's just a matter of, does someone pull the trigger on a little bit of a unconventional hire.
All right, Rob, get to the head coach. Thanks. We always appreciate you spending time with us and glad it worked out schedule-wise.
Lucas Van Ness, I've got that down.
Yeah, okay. Let's make a note of it.
All right, got it. See you guys.
That is Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com. We always appreciate his insights. We do need to get to the green and gold game preview, of course, which we pushed back in honor of that. I guess my question for you, Tausch, is I know you're very eager to do the Iron Jock contest.
Yeah, at some point.
Do you want to do that now? Would you like to do that now?
Do you want us to do that now?
It feels like a good time to do it.
Let's do it.
I'll tell you about Dr. Pepper a little bit later.
All right, let's do it. And, Jesse, I'm just going to double up what number you went with.
Oh, my God.
Because it's my old Wisconsin number. I love that.
Love it.
I love Iron Jock. And I've worn just about every type of workout gear there is. Nothing compares to Iron Jock. Their performance apparel is built to fight sweat, stank, bacteria. Keeps you feeling fresh no matter how hard you push. And now Iron Jock is introducing 4 new lightweight hoodies. They are sexy. These hoodies are world-class with cooling, wicking. And for us big fellas, you get that 4-way stretch, 2- and 3-way and enough. Quad. Go to ironjock.com to get your hoodie today. That's ironjock.com, and you can win a free hoodie. Caller 68. Caller 68 to win a new Iron Jock lightweight hoodie. 844-770-3776. Wow. 844-770-3776. Again, caller 68 to win that beautiful, sleek new Iron Jock lightweight hoodie.
And a jar of Smuckers. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Rob Domofsky, Matt LaFleur at the podium in a few minutes. We'll see what he has to say. I want to know, Jesse, did you get through your 68 callers without incident?
We did. I started sweating a little bit, and I thought, wow, was I working that hard? And then I turned around. No, it's actually 78 degrees in this room right now.
Oh, it's a sauna in here.
That's a problem.
No, they don't let you... I'm telling you, this is what I don't even want to go down this road. They're not going to let you control your own temperature now. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's getting toasty. So we're going to have to call and ask for permission if they could please turn the temperature down.
Come and turn the temperature down for me.
Maybe we could put 565 analytics to work and we can put them in charge of thermostats.
In Tausch's view, maybe they are already. Pat in Janesville. Congrats to Pat in Janesville, the winner of the Iron Jock.
Congrats,
package.
Pat. Yeah. Time now for
Jason. If it was affordable, would you get a robot that could take your kids to school and just help you out with stuff around the house, clean your cat poop, and mow your lawn? You wouldn't get a chef like a robot that does everything. You wouldn't do that at an affordable price.
Nope.
Okay.
I saw iRobot, and he could turn on me, and then I'd be stuck in my home under lockdown. He's turned his little heart turns from like blue to red, and now I'm stuck there. They don't sell ice cream, so I don't know what the brand is. I won't say it, but I would say that they have like a robotic cat litter box that like sifts out the clumpage. I'd be interested in that. I will admit that. Okay. That is one of the worst jobs at the Wilde House, and certain people who are under the age of 16 that live here don't do that job as frequently as they are assigned to do it.
Did they promise they would do that job when you got your 42 cats that live in your house?
They did, and they
that would drive me bonkers.
I have not held them accountable enough.
Why,
in that department?
Ted, why not?
Because it's time now for the weekend preview.
A great weekend of football ahead of us, folks.
Folks.
Yes. Jesse, before you even get into it, I just took a sniff at what this week of... This is the best weekend of college slash pro football we've had in a long, long time.
Early season, there were a few good ones. We've been in a lull for a bit.
I didn't even know. Yeah, we thought Penn State was good back then.
Yeah, this is a good weekend of football watching.
Oh, yes, it is.
And it starts tonight. Minnesota at number 8, Oregon, 8 o'clock on Fox, if you want a little Friday night college football. Or perhaps you'll be occupied watching Arrowhead and Wanakee in a massive matchup. 7 o'clock, winner goes to state on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
I was going to say, why didn't you put Wanakee versus Arrowhead up on our digital screen?
Here it is.
And yeah. You got there. Yeah, I will be definitely watching. I've said this 100 times if I've said it once. Hunter and his team have done a fantastic job. That preps, it is good. It's a great watch, and I have tuned in. Other people within the Wisconsin football industrial complex, I've seen watching some of this on our. So it's
nice.
It's good stuff. I will be tuning into that. That's a. What do we got? Who's Semerau like in this one?
I heard him last night with Hunter on Prep Mania Weekly. He likes Wanakee because he covers Wanakee on a regular basis. But we all know Arrowhead is good. They're from the SEC of Wisconsin High School Football, the Classic Eight. And if Arrowhead, Muskego and Bayport, 7 o'clock tonight also, that's not on our station, but... Muskego.
Is that up by Jell? Or is that up by Jason?
That's up in Oshkosh. That's an Oshkosh neutral site at Titan Stadium.
Jason's Mr. Oshkosh. Loves that basketball coach down there. He's probably going to be hovering under a picnic table somewhere down there.
So you talk about Wanakee and Arrowhead, obviously two powerhouses. Muskego Bayport is a rematch of last year's state championship.
Yeah.
That Division One Final Four is incredible. So looking forward to seeing those games tonight, including
I'm assuming
ESPN
with
Madison
this monstrous stadium we have in Sun Prairie, they'll be playing that Wanakee game there. The beautiful, very expensive, nice stadium.
They are at Madison Memorial hosting that one tonight. Yeah.
Brad Fisher, the women's basketball coach at UW Oshkosh, big fan of our program. Love him. Also, speaking of Brad's, happy birthday to our old friend Brad Fulton, who we always would talk to.
I texted old Brad
in
this
early
morning.
Days. Yeah.
Absolutely. So. The old Fultonator.
And I've got Jason Eck in my timeline. He's just viral at every turn, baby.
He's Johnny Viral.
Go Lobos. Jesse, what else do we have on the weekend preview?
We didn't even get to Saturday yet. 21st. Would you stop with the Lobo?
Bows up.
Put your Lobo away. 21st ranked Iowa at 17th ranked USC. 2:30 on the Big Ten Network tomorrow afternoon. That's a compelling Big Ten football game on a Saturday afternoon.
Iowa's in trouble. Iowa, I think, lost. I think they're going to be fizzling a little bit.
Oklahoma, Alabama also at 2:30 tomorrow.
Yeah,
if you're
that's
an
a
SEC
sexy
fan.
One.
That's a good
that's
one.
That's a sexy one.
Speaking of the SEC, big game tomorrow night. Rematch of the SEC championship game last year. 10th ranked Texas and number 5 Georgia, 6:30 on ABC. It's
what
a good one.
That'll be a fun one to watch, too. Yep. Just great stuff.
There's other college games, too. We're going to skip over some of them to get to the NFL slate. And these are just the ones that stand alone outside of the Packers window. There's other good ones going on, too, throughout the course of the weekend. This is not a great game. 8:30 a.m., your last morning game of the season. Commanders-Dolphins, 8:30 Sunday morning in Madrid.
Woof.
The Underachievers Bowl between those two teams.
Well, that's clever. That was good.
Thank you. Packers play at noon, so we won't give you any of the noon games, but Vikings-Bears is one of the big ones that we'll want to keep our eyes on this weekend. Chiefs-Broncos, your 3:25 Sunday CBS game. It's a good one out in Denver.
Yes, the Chiefs, for any chance to win the division, need that game. Denver's offense is El Stinko. All Packer fans that think our offense has been El Stinko, Denver's been much stinkier for much longer. than what we are. The great Sean Payton hasn't figured it out yet out there at Old Bo. So, but Denver is very good at their place. I'm sure that's going to be a heck. That'll be a heck of a game. I'm excited for that one.
And I'm sure if I ask you what's the one game you're looking forward to this weekend, Sunday Night Football.
No. Nope.
Really?
That is not getting my top billing.
Well,
and Jesse, as okay. I'm hosting ESPN National with Gabe Neitzel again on Sunday, it's going to be all Seahawks-Rams to me. All Seahawks, because I do declare whoever wins that game is probably going to be the one seed.
Ooh, what?
In the NFC. Yeah.
It's a bold strategy, yeah. Cotton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. No one did that sound. We did the what? No one did the yep. Nobody did that. What makes you... Whoa. By the way, for those of you that want to see the next head coach at the University of Wisconsin, the New Mexico Lobos are taking on Colorado State. You can catch them on Altitude Sports. That's a 2 o'clock kick. So you can watch Badgers,
Is that
Hoosiers.
Part of Paramount?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, but if you have
That would be a
Spectrum,
good partnership, though.
If you have Spectrum and you have the app, you can get Altitude Sports on the app. It's not on your cable, but it's on your app. So you can watch Jason Eck and the Lobos.
Or for the rest of us, Lions-Eagles is Sunday Night Football. And that rounds out
your
weekend.
I'm into that.
It's a very good game. Yeah.
I'm intrigued by that
as well.
That'll
be a great game, too. I think the Lions are going to truck them.
Yeah, wait a minute. So, all right, we're done. But I want Tausch to explain himself because that was a really interesting take that he just delivered. I don't want it to sneak past.
Yeah.
Why are you... Do you do that on the national shows? Because I would think you would be very annoying to the national audience. Yeah.
You're getting a meow to Gabe this weekend when you're doing that
Probably,
show Sunday?
Maybe.
Meow.
Yeah, I just think the NFC West, with where they're at, Seattle and the Rams are going to be jockeying. I don't know the rest of their schedule, but Seattle goes into L.A., and we all know L.A. doesn't have a home field advantage. Whoever wins that game, I think they'll be sitting at two losses with the kind of the – whoever wins the NFC West, I do believe, is going to have the best record and the most important one seed for this year because of the tightness of the other six teams, and anybody can beat anybody, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's very critical. And this weekend's matchup, I think, will dictate that because the Eagles play, they could easily lose to Detroit. Green Bay plays Detroit. Green Bay still got two Bears games and a couple Vikings games. Like, there is just a lot of that North going to be banging, right? The Eagles can't score. Their offense is bleh.
Right.
So they're going to be at three or four losses. So that's what goes into my mind thinking, you got Arizona, who's pretty much dunsy. I think the Niners are going to be whoop. So that's why that's what made me think what I think.
It's a great
and that's
take.
Why I think that is the game of the weekend.
Yeah, I thought that was phenomenal, and I'm sure you'll repurpose it on your national telecast with Gabe Neitzel. So how do we tune in for that? What time does that start?
It starts at 4 p.m. Central, 5 Eastern.
So it's during that game.
Mountain. Yeah.
So wait,
what's nice for me?
Are you doing Green
what's
Bay
nice
game
for
night
me?
And then going into Nashville?
Hold up. What is nice, I made sure to let the team at ESPN National know Old T's priority is with Homer and our fans. And I said, I don't know what time the game's going. If it goes overtime, I might not be able to jump on until 4:35 o'clock. And as the national folks said, we'll be fine without you. Gabe can handle it. So we're going to be fine.
It's the same thing we say with all the shows you miss.
That is true.
We've got a fun contest that we've got going on in partnership. ESPN Wisconsin, Dr. Pepper, and McDonald's as well. You can win a pair of tickets to see Green Bay host Chicago on December 7th, which include reservations to the Tundra Trio, Green Bay's upscale tailgating destination, steps from the stadium featuring gourmet food and premium drinks, all thanks to Dr. Pepper and ESPN Wisconsin. Just go to ESPNWisconsin.com or alternatively, ESPNWisconsinContests.com. Either one will get you to the contest. Nothing hits like that bold signature flavor of a Dr. Pepper. You can enjoy an ice cold Dr. Pepper during your next trip to McDonald's. No purchase necessary. Enter by November 23rd. All right, we have covered our time with Rob Domofsky. We have covered our time doing the weekend preview. Up next, well, maybe not next, but at some point soon, your Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Perhaps some sort of diatribe against the unpaid staff at 565 Analytics.
It's a tough day.
So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Time now, as Matt LaFleur is finally at the podium at Lambeau, time now for the controversial portion of the program, our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Don't sleep,
you gotta stay up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, Tausch, can you get through this without airing your grievances toward the judges?
Yep, I certainly can.
You're first.
Yeah, I think we have some issues with the analytics firm. I think we've spread them too thin. We brought them on initially to, you know, provide good content for people. I thought they did that. Then we asked them to probably do too much. So it's with a heavy heart. I'm going to get choked up here a little bit. We have to relieve 565 Analytics from their Steinhoffel duties.
They've been great. This feels like a decision that should be made as a show.
Relieved them of their duties.
Because they said I won because Bo Melton had the best performance of the three.
Put what you want out. I want to thank Gerriad and Klinkster for all of their hard work. And I want to wish their families really well. I want to wish their families great things in the future. And in all of their future endeavors, I still want them to work with 565 in other areas. But I think Steinhoffel's, the pressure has gotten to them. And that's okay. We all understand that. So we, unfortunately, in a volunteer role, we have to let go of our 565 judges. So with that said, I am getting right back on the horse. I was robbed. I thought it was rubbish. The judgment that came down from last week, we will work to put some new people in place to judge for next week. But I'm going back to Musgrave.
Why don't you get the Headline Academy since they're done making movies?
Musgrave, again, I think he has an even bigger week. Then a guy that dropped a critical fourth down pass and lined up wrong and won a Steinhoffler? It's absurd. Musgrave, big game. He is going to be my Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week.
So who's judging now? You?
We'll work that out later.
Look, this is not how this works.
This isn't your firm. This has nothing to do with you.
It's not your firm either.
It's 565. I invented
his firm. It is kind of his firm.
And I hired them.
You didn't hire them.
We could rehire them. With Ted Lasso Analytics, we could rehire. Their services are available
That's true. So you're firing them from Steinhoffel's judgments. But you're keeping them for the other stuff. No compete clause.
He's firing
their fictional contract.
They cannot go anywhere else within the Wilde and Tausch community.
Richmond. They can work for Kyle Wallace in the afternoons, but they can't work for us.
If Steinhoffel's does a sleeper with a different show, they are more than welcome to work there. But they are still employed and under a long-term contract, and there is a substantial buyout for you to, if indeed you want Gerriad and Klinkster and the rest of the team. So
I can't wait till we can. All right, here's the deal. Clinkster, Gerriad, get fake mustaches. Like, who was that manager? Bobby Valentine?
Bobby Valentine.
Who showed up in the dugout? We would welcome you at our new firm, Richmond AFC Analytics. In honor of Ted Lasso, we would love to have you, and you will be hired. We'll compensate you in an occasional free shake
with
from
Schmuckers.
Cousins.
No, you'll get Schmuckers.
That's for you for your next group. All right, Tausch took Luke Musgrave again, who only caught three passes as a starter, failed to get a first down.
He didn't
on
drop
a, crucial
a fourth down. He also got a huge PI. He also got a huge PI.
And missed the block on the critical fourth and one play that left his running back getting walloped for a four-yard loss. But you're right, he should have won. Jesse, who you got?
Well, when Stats for Jelly comes into play and analyzes who wins the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week next week, it's got to be someone on the defensive side of the ball if we're going to have all these fruit splattered turnovers that Tausch has been talking about. So who qualifies as a sleeper there? McKinney, no.
Oh, you're gonna take the guy I was just about to take, aren't you? I can feel it coming.
If that guy is Evan Williams, then that guy is who I'm
taking.
Good for
you.
Yes. I think in the secondary, Jameis is going to throw some picks. I thought about going a little even further down the chart, going to like Zane Anderson. If there's a garbage time pick late, that could be a win. But we will leave it at Evan Williams. He is my Steinhoffel sleeper this week.
All right, I will have to audible. I'm going to go with a guy who it would be really nice if he'd come in the locker room once in a while because I want to write about him. This guy was not a starter to start the season. Instead, they played Nate Hobbs ahead of him. But he's played some pretty darn good football these last 2 weeks. I feel a pick coming for Carrington Valentine. Carrington Valentine is my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week. And he's no Luke Musgrave, that is for sure. All right, those are our Steinhoffel sleepers of the week. We want yours. You can respond on the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed. And, of course, you can also text him in on the Carbless Talking text line, 844-770-3776. But right now,
I can't believe he fired 565.
He can be on this power trip all he wants to be. That's cool, man. That's cool. But he doesn't get to just fire them. He doesn't. We can hire them under a new ownership. You know, when these businesses go out of business or they stay in business, but it says under new ownership.
They go out of business. No.
You can't fire them from the one job they actually do on a regular basis.
No, there's other stuff that 565 does.
What's the last assignment you gave them?
I think I had them break down play action pass reps.
No, you didn't.
Nope. Maybe a while ago. You don't know what goes on at 565.
We barely know
what goes on here.
I think you've lost touch with your employees.
From your ivory tower. Well, I do know what goes on at Steinhoffel's, and they have been a great partner from our very beginning. And right now they've got the Black Friday sale going on right now at Steinhoffel's. Get a jump on the savings with doorbusters like any size Sealy mattress for just $199. Am I reading that right? Dining tables and sofas for $499 and queen beds for only $599. Plus, enjoy 36 months 0% financing on your purchases over $1,999. Don't wait till Black Friday. Get these deals because they're happening right now in-store and online at Steinhoffel's and Steinhoffel's.com. Shop today and save at Steinhoffel's. I know it's 11:02, but the 10 o'clock hour isn't over yet. Tell you what Matt LaFleur had to say next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Give me pain, then the same me, same me, same me. at the podium. Here is what he has told Rob Domofsky and company. For starters, while Lucas Van Ness has been doing a little bit of work, he returned to the practice field yesterday. He is doing very minimal stuff. So
he ain't playing.
He is not likely to play.
No, he ain't.
But he will probably, it sounds like, be listed as doubtful. LaFleur has not yet ruled him out, but he is likely to miss his fifth straight game. The only player that LaFleur said will be ruled out is Nate Hobbs with this knee issue, which is not, we learned last week, related to the one he suffered in training camp. Still, I'm intrigued by how that all kind of came out. But we'll see if Carrington Valentine, my Steinhoff,
I'm a little leery of it too. Very leery.
Yeah, skeptical.
Scenario played out.
Some might say.
Some would say. Not everybody though.
Not, but you're not skeptical of Tito's handmade vodka.
Oh, I love Tito's. Love Tito's. You know that. Doesn't matter what kind of day it is. If it's you want a Bloody Mary, if you want to have cranberry lemonade. Weather's warming up, you want to get back in there and maybe go play a round of golf and mix in a little Gatorade, whatever it is, make sure it's Tito's in your glass. That's because they make great drinks. They also give back in a big way. Tito's partners with nonprofits and does a lot of great things in the communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So the next time you're raising a glass, make sure it is with Tito's handmade vodka, crafted to be savored responsibly.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.